We got to learn to depend on the Lord and not on ourselves. We've got to believe that God is able to guide us, whether you know a whole lot about being guided or not. We have to believe that God's able to show us His will. You know, that's where it starts. You have to believe that God is able. And if He's able, then you're going to seek Him, and you're going to give Him time to work it out in your life. And you'll be surprised how He begins to show you things and make things real to you. I remember there was a time in my life I had to make some decisions that were rather crucial. And the first thought came to me, I don't know how to be led by the Lord. I'm all confused when I pray about things. One day I feel I should, the next day I feel I shouldn't. Sometimes that changed a few times in the same day. And then the more people I spoke to, the more confused I got. Well, I remember one time I went away to pray. Brother Poster talked about a place called Liberty Corner that he used to go to every once in a while. And I didn't know anywhere else to go. I found out where it was, and I went there. And I just said, Lord, I have no idea what to do. But I know that You can show me somehow. Get it through my thick skull, down into my spirit. And so I said, I'm going to give You time to do that. And I just spent time praying, waiting on the Lord each day, a little more than I usually did. And I did a study in the Bible that Brother Gardner had recommended. And I wanted to keep myself in the Word, and I wanted to keep myself at the feet of Jesus in prayer. And you know, I can't explain to you how the Lord did it, but somehow by the end of that week I knew what God wanted. I had peace in my heart that this was the way to go. As I was reading through the Bible, there were passages of Scripture that arrested my attention. And I would look at them again, and they seemed to speak to my situation, my need. Well, that was wonderful. The Lord was showing me, I know how to lead you. The Lord doesn't depend upon the sheep to know how to follow, but He leads them. And if they're not following right, He goes after them. And if they keep running off, He breaks their leg so that they learn to stay close. Well, that sounds pretty harsh. But they say that's what shepherds would do. If a sheep kept running off and wouldn't stay with the fold and wouldn't follow the shepherd, he'd have to break the sheep's leg so that the sheep would have to stay next to the shepherd until that leg healed and he learned some lessons along the way. And sometimes things like that happen to us too. Anyway, there was another time when I had to seek the Lord about something, so I tried to do the same thing. Work the first time, why not the second, right? So I went away to a different place, and I prayed, and I spent time in the Word. I didn't get the answer that week. I think the Lord was showing me that it just doesn't always work the same way. But I had to still trust Him and believe Him to guide me. I think I made some mistakes along the way, but the Lord helped me to get where He wanted me to be in spite of it all. It's like a ship going across the ocean. You could run all around on that ship and go in different places, but eventually the ship's going to take you where you need to be. And that's how it is in our lives. Our lives, we don't always understand every detail. But if we put our trust in God, He'll guide us. And the trust is not in us, it's in Him. It's not in our ability to understand, it's in His ability to teach. And you know, that brings such peace to you. Because then your Christian life isn't, it all depends on me. You know, there was a faith teaching that was very popular, and the emphasis was, it all depends on you. If you have enough faith, God can do this. He can do wonderful things if you have enough faith. But the problem is, you don't have enough faith, and that's why you're not getting the blessing of God and answers to prayer and so on. And so you try to believe, and then when you didn't get the answer to prayer, then you feel guilty, because you didn't pray hard enough, you didn't have enough faith. There was something wrong about that teaching, that emphasis. It doesn't depend upon all on us. It depends upon Him. He's able. He's the Savior. He's the Shepherd. And so we have to learn to just cast that burden upon the Lord. And so as you're seeking God concerning His will for your life, as you're seeking God concerning other things in your life, maybe the first thing you need to tell Him is, Lord, I know You're able to guide me. I know You are willing and I know you're able. And now, Lord, if I'll give you time and I'll take this seriously, I believe that you're going to lead me in the right path. Praise God. And keep me from making mistakes of serious consequence. That's what somebody prayed over Lily and I when we, the day after we got married. You know, we got married on a Saturday. Sunday, we were still home before we went to our honeymoon. And so we wanted to go to a different church. Everybody saw us on Saturday. We didn't want to show up again on Sunday. So we went to a church where I had a Bible school teacher, a teacher I admired years ago. I wondered if he was still there. So I went to the church, and there was Brother so-and-so, Brother Burgess, little Scottish man. He was sort of semi-retired. He was still pastoring the church, but he had a younger pastor really leading things. And when they found out that we're, you know, newly married, they made us feel very welcome. And then he prayed for us. I remember only one sentence that he prayed. Lord, keep them from making mistakes of serious consequence. I never forgot that prayer. I claim that. I pray that over many other people since then. It would have been sort of silly to say, Lord, keep this young couple from ever making any mistakes. That's not practical. That's not reasonable. But he said, Lord, keep them from making mistakes of serious consequence. You know, you can make some mistakes that, well, they can work them themselves out, and God can work those out rather quickly and easily. But there are some mistakes of serious consequence. You can make a big mistake if you marry the wrong person. Well, after you marry them, now they're the right person. But you have to stick with them. But you know, that'll affect your life for years. I was talking to a mother recently, and she said, I'm concerned about my daughter. She seems to be interested in a young man, and, you know, he went to church a few times, so he's a Christian. And fair game. And he's a nice young man, comes from a nice family, but I'm not really sure he's really born again. And I tell my daughter, look at these ladies in our church, how lonely they are. Their husbands are home, and they're dragging the kids off to church and trying to get the kids interested in spiritual things, and their kids aren't doing very well because of this conflict back and forth. Yeah, that's a mistake of serious consequence. That is something that you're going to have to deal with for years. There are other mistakes like that. If you kill someone, you'll end up in prison. God will forgive you, but you might have to do your time. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime, right? So, you know, those type of things, we can trust God especially to guide us. But our heart has to be right. We have to be living to please Him. We have to be living to honor Him. Not my will, but your will, Lord. And when God sees that there's that sincerity there, and that we give Him time to work in us, we can rest in the assurance that God will take care of us. Praise God. And so I'd like to leave that with our young people. Some of you are going home tomorrow, and it's always good to go home and be encouraged to seek God's will while you're home, and especially at this time in your life. Praise God. God will help you. And that's good for all of us, isn't it? We all have to make decisions. We all need guidance. And so we need to give ourselves to God like that. Praise God. Let's sing another song, God Will Take Care of You. I like that one. It's in this book. That's number 312. doesn't mean that anything you ask, God will give you. It's connected with the first part. All that you need, whatever you ask with regard to your needs, God will provide. He'll answer. Praise God. And I think we understand that. God doesn't give us everything we ask. Sometimes the answer is no, it's not good for you. Or I have something better for you, which is most often the answer. And so, but he promised to meet, supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that we need will be given unto us. Praise God. Now let's sing on the last verse.
Praise the Lord.